اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with Brother Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Rohullah, and Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, everybody?
Yes.
Inshallah. So, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope, inshallah, you are also safe and sound, happy and wealthy, inshallah. So, today, the same as our previous sessions, we will talk about one of the verses of the Quran. We'll have a short explanation, but the most important point in our class is that we will focus on the tajweed rules practically, inshallah. We'll mention and we'll practice, then inshallah we'll recite the Quran Karim, that ayah, with tajweed rules. Okay, so brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please inshallah stay with us till the end of this session. So inshallah, in this session, we will talk about ayah 186 of Surah Ali Imran on page 74. So, let's everybody please listen to the recitation first, then inshallah we'll continue our lesson.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Latublawunna fi amwalikum wa anfusikum ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
That was great recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. Just remember, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, we really recommend you stay till the end of this session, inshallah, because we'll practice the tajweed rules and also we'll practice the recitation, inshallah, all together. So let's mention the important points, some of them that we can in this session. Then, inshallah, we'll ask you to refer to the tafsir books and learn more in details. Allah Almighty in ayah 186 in Surah Ali Imran on page 74 of the Quran Kareem says, the book of guidance says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. So Allah Almighty says, لتبلون, you will surely be tested. All right? O human being, you will for sure be, what? Tested. Every single second, we are being tested. You walk on the street. All right? You walk on the street. For example, a car goes so fast, okay? And crosses the road so fast, and it was about to hit you. You're being tested also. How do you react do you, God forbid, insult him or use bad words? Or no, you just, for example, if you could catch him, do you fight him? Whatever, okay? It depends on you. So how you act. Are you an outside, okay? You go, you walk on the street. You see a poor man. He can't cross the road. You are being tested. You see him. Everybody sees. You also. Everybody is being tested, okay? So 10 people are there, for example. That old man is standing on the road, okay? He can't cross the road, okay? The cars are about to hit him. So here you're being tested. If you go and help him, hold his hand, hold his arm, okay? Help him cross the road. Allah Almighty will reward you. If you don't, there is no reward for you. And if you could do it and you didn't do it, it's, oh, leave him, he's an old man. He can't even cross the road. Oh, leave him. So if you act this way, you will be punished. So every single thing you face in this world is just a test for you. Okay? A poor man comes by and asks and begs you, if you had money and you didn't give him, oh, come on, forgive him, he doesn't have any money. Oh, leave him. I have my own. I enjoy my life. I don't care about any poor person. So this way, if you live, you're being tested every single second. All right? Okay? You, for example, you're walking on the street. You see like a piece of bread is down there, okay? Do you pick it up and put it just aside or no? If you did, you'll be rewarded. If you don't, no reward. Even you might be punished because you didn't care about the blessing of God. So sometimes these things happen to you, but it's better to... you're being tested, okay? You are in an examination hall. Got it? So لَتُبْلَوُنَّ. Sometimes we might be tested by what? By what? فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ. By your what? The things you have. Your properties. Allah Almighty need you, for example, to give money to a poor person. Allah Almighty wants you to help, for example, a person get married, a person help with his expenses, help a person, okay, build a house for him, a shelter, find a safe place. Sometimes even Allah Almighty will test you with anfusikum, with what? With your souls. A family of you will die, a friend of you will die. Okay, so how do you react? Will you confront Allah Almighty? Why did you kill my friend? Would you do this way? Oh no, you'll say, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." You will believe in this ayah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Okay? These all are tests from Allah Almighty. وَلَتَسْمَعُونَ. Even another test will come to you. The non-Muslims will insult you. The non-Muslims will try to what? To tease you, to annoy you. So will you stop believing in God or no?
No.
Because of somebody's annoys you? This is a test. It's hard to tolerate these kind of situations, yes? Yes? For example, a prophet and the Muslims for 3 years, okay? They were in Sha'ba bi Talib, okay? They were being boycotted, okay? So they didn't have a lot to eat. They were so in a hard time, okay? Will you stop believing? No. No. You're being tested. Your iman is being tested. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. So much annoys, okay? They will annoy you. Hard times. Okay? Next one. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. Allah gives you good news. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. If you what? If you what? If you are patient and God-weary. وَتَتَّقُوا. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمُ الْأُمُورِ. That is indeed the steadiest of courses. This is the best thing you can have. So guys, that's all. The explanation, we explained a lot, okay? We want you, inshallah, to refer to the Tafasir book. Learn in details, inshallah. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Let's mention some important tajweed rules, then practice the recitation. لا تبلون نون مشدد. Whenever you see, extend the sound. لا تبلون. Extend the sound. Produce a nasal sound with it. نون مشدد and ميم مشدد. Next one. في أموالكم وأنفسكم. أنفسكم نون ساكن plus فا. You should hide the sound of نون ساكن. أنفسكم. This is called the rule إخفاء in تجويد. So we have mentioned this. We have practiced them in our تجويد classes. So inshallah you can refer to our تجويد classes and listen to our classes. أنفسكم ولا تسمعن. Again نون مشدد. من الذين. Look. لتبلون لام. Gives emphasis. Unna nun mushaddad gives emphasis that for sure you will be tested. I forgot this point to tell you. Wala tasma'unna again nun mushaddad and lam. They all are for emphasis. Okay? So next a tajweed point. Min alladhina, pronounce the dhal correctly. Utul kitaba. Utu al kitaba. When you say tu, so when you join it to al kitab, it has hamzatul wasl. So lam ta'rif. So you ignore the waw here. Utul kitaba no. Utul kitaba. Short and fast. Utul kitaba. Min qablikum nun sakin plus qaf. Ikhfa, hide the sound of nun here. The same as fa. Anfusikum min qabl. But the difference is that here it is pronounced a bit heavily. Min qablikum. As if you are about to pronounce the letter qaf. Min qablikum. قابلكم قلقلة ما شاء الله فوات. And what does قلقلة mean here? It means you should pronounce it with an
bouncing sound.
Bouncing sound or an echoing sound. Bouncing sound or an echoing sound. قابلكم ومن الذين أشركوا. Not a very difficult rule here. أشركوا أذى كثيرا. أشركوا has a wow letter plus Hamza in the next word. Since they are not in the same word, the mad is not wajib. It's jaiz. You can stretch it or skip it. Ashraku, right? Or ashraku adhan, right? Adhan kathira. Adha, if you join it, adhan kathira. Tanween plus kaf, hide the sound of tanween. Adhan kathiran. If you stop here, kathiran, because jim tells you it's jaiz, it's okay if you stop or continue. So if you stop kathiran, the tanween changes to alif mad. The tanween fatha always changes to alif mad if you stop, not the tanween dhamma, un, in, okay? Yeah. And so kathira, ra is a heavy letter, kathira. Wa in tasbiru, again nun sakin plus ta. It's the same as fa and qaf. Wa in ikhfa hayd asan. Wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu fa inna dhalika min nun sakin plus ayn. Ayn is a throat letter. With throat letters hamza, ha, kha, ayn, ghain, these four, six letters, you change nothing. Pronounce the nun or tanween the same as it is. Min azmil umur, change nothing. All right, umur, when you stop, ra has a heavy sound. Let me recite with the tajweed rules. Inshallah, repeat after me. All right, brothers and sisters, please practice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم
لتبلغن في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب.
أحسنتم. That's okay. You couldn't continue. That's okay. ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا
ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا
أحسن كثيرا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ
وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, we'll be here with you again. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevilla International Schools Network. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. Inshallah, see you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان